Art deserves to be nurtured everywhere in the world. There is no better example of this than the Yellow House in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. Created in 2011, the Yellow House enables locals to create art in all mediums. Recently, Yellow House founders Helen Rose and George Giddos returned to Afghanistan to document their work. Titled Yellow House Afghanistan, the documentary will screen this week at the Sydney Film Underground Film Festival. I now have the privilege of speaking to Helen Rose and George Giddos about this award-winning doco. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi. So for those who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about what Yellow House Afghanistan is?
Well, we started it about 20 years ago. We're making films in Pakistan, and the people from Jalalabad came and said, hey, we need an art centre, an art school. And we had this wonderful meeting at the Spingar Hotel. And we said, well, what could we do to help the most? They said, well, we've got no actual building. And we went and found this place, and it was painted yellow. And so when we'd be coming back to it, people would say, we're returning to Yellow House. And the funny thing was, I did the Yellow House in King's Cross with Martin Sharp and Brett Whiteley and others back in the early 70s. And so it was the second Yellow House.
That's so awesome. And I was wondering, obviously, Afghanistan is quite a politically turbulent place. What inspired you to set up this home of artistry in Jalalabad?
Well, I always loved the culture of Afghanistan. But as you know, I've worked in almost all the war zones since Vietnam, Bosnia, Rwanda, Somalia, etc. And I first went there to help with the demining. And I did an exhibition at the United Nations of landmine victims from around the world. And the most were in Afghanistan from the Russian mines. And now the same sort of mines are being laid in Ukraine. So it was part of my anti-war art that has continued throughout my life.
And I think it's really important too in that we're fine artists and we connect with other artists in these places and we support them because we believe that communication is the most powerful tool that we have as a species of human beings. And we try to open up those channels of communication across the world through music and also, learning about the cultures of different places is just such a beautiful an amazing thing to do, and it's conducive to wisdom rather than...
we're one humanity, and it's enough just to create in the face of destruction. Like, it's hard to believe that humanity is still destroying itself and not focusing on saving the planet. That Donald Trump calling the Department of Defense Department of War, it's a bad sign, and... I think a lot of people may feel even hopeless at the moment things are going so wrong. But if you're an artist and you can go somewhere like Jalalabad and make a difference, or Ukraine, it's everything. Our other film, Humanity in Danger, we've had very tough 4 years because we've hardly been in Australia. We've been bouncing between Ukraine, Kyiv and Jalalabad. It comes on to SBS. They're having what they're calling a Doctober, rather than October, Doctober, and they've got 5 of our documentaries on demand and plus on the main channel.
Amazing.
And so it's all of that, and but it's going to be wonderful to go along next Sunday and see, after all this work, you've got no idea how hard it is to make one of these films.
I know.
And to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, and I'm just super excited to see it. I also really loved the soundtrack you had. It's award-winning now. I especially loved Rasha Janana, which is a Pashtun punk song, the first of its kind. How did you curate and create such a great soundtrack?
Well, I was the first woman to sing in 80 years in Jalalabad in 2017. And, my background is punk rock and roll. I'm actually going to be singing on stage with the Beasts of Bourbon this Friday night at the Forum for the Black Milk album that I was on a long time ago. And I just always adore the punk attitude where it's like, we're not going to sit around and wait for someone else to take action. We take action. And everyone at the Yellow House knows that I'm into rock and roll as well. I'm also an opera singer, but they also know that I love rock and roll and the whole punk scene. And because I was working with Jeffrey Wagoner and Mick Harvey, I just thought, let's go Pashto punk and do this beautiful ancient song called Russia Janana in a punk style, because it's just so passionate. And it's just got that whole, it's almost like a great big dirging, rocking sort of melody to it traditionally. So I thought, I just think it's great to, because so many of the young people, people don't realize it, but the young Taliban, they just want to join the 21st century.
A lot of them got beautiful voices.
That's right. They've got amazing voices. They're young guys, and all they've ever known is war. They were born into it. Their parents knew only war. So they don't, a lot of them just lived out in villages. They don't even have glass on their windows.
Yeah, they come at the Yellow House, they lean their guns on the wall and they think it's the coolest place. And they say, now that the war's over, we just want to travel and see the world. And, we teach them to use a computer for the first time. And it's these young Taliban that are going to change the country. All of them want to see their sisters and the women, having equality.
Yeah.
It's just the old nasty ones with the beards that have been influenced by the Saudis that are bringing these terrible decrees.
Yeah.
So the Yellow House is like a sanctuary. And, when the women come to Helen's workshops, they pass through the gates and they say, it's like we've entered another world. And that's what we've created, another world where a lot of the problems that women are facing in Afghanistan are left behind. And, there are good Taliban that have sort of given us an umbrella of protection, and we're able to do things which are impossible anywhere else in the country. And Helen will be singing on Sunday night. She'll be singing Pashtun songs. Yeah.
I'm so excited to see it, and it's such a fascinating documentary. That was Helen Rose and George Giddos on Yellow House Afghanistan. You can watch the Yellow House Afghanistan this Sunday at the Dundee Newtown for the Sydney Underground Film Festival. There will also be a Q&A session to answer all your burning questions. Tickets are available on the Dundee website.